The council met with members of their own county health board and board members from the Snyderville Water Reclamation District. Although the reclamation district has been established for decades in the basin, Health Director Rich Boa said there are still areas that depend on now-failing septic systems. Primarily, he said, those are the neighborhoods of Silver Creek, Highland Estates, Timberline, Moose Hollow, and Hidden Cove. Councilmember Chris Robinson told us later they're setting up new policies since it's hard to get a handle on how many systems are in trouble.
There's some 7,000 septic tanks in the county. That's the estimate. And the idea is we want to know where they are, and where part of the policy is that the pumpers, those that go in and service septic tanks, will now have to report where they've been and the frequency they've been. And the more often you need the pump, the more likely you've got a failing septic tank, and that will highlight where the problems are. We're not trying to be punitive. We're trying to be helpful. So it's not, you know, Big Brother trying to take over your sewer system. But the new policy will allow us to better understand where the problem areas are and help.
Robinson himself lives on a septic system on Old Ranch Road. He explained the basic concept.
What you usually have, Leslie, is a tank of some 1,000 to 4,000 gallons. And then so the raw sewage goes from your home into this tank, and there's a lot of microbes in it that eat away at it. And then when the tank gets filled to the overflow level, which is a pipe coming out high up in the tank, then it goes out into a drain field that covers a much bigger area. And the idea is to spread that effluent out, let it percolate into the ground.
He explained the difference between a functional system and one that isn't.
So a well-functioning septic tank has a drain field that's big enough so that when the tank overflows, the microbes have partially digested everything in there, that water, that wastewater gets absorbed into the soil over a big area, and that's how it's cleansed. A failing one is, you got too small of a tank, and your drain field's too small, and so then it backs up because either the drain field can't allow the absorption of all that water, and then it just bubbles up onto the surface. The thing backs up, and so it's maybe counterintuitive. But my septic system, we've pumped once in the going on 16 years we've lived there.
Robinson said the consensus of the meeting Wednesday was that they should not allow any more large subdivisions on septic.
You know, in the day, Silver Creek, which was a big subdivision of its own right, or Highland Estates, to approve lots and lots of lots on a septic system doesn't make sense. You know, in the hinterlands, onesies and twosies, that may make sense if they can percolate and if they're willing to follow the new policies that the Board of Health has set, which makes it so there's a lot more inspection and it's a lot more hands-on by the Board of Health instead of just saying, oh yeah, we'll take your word that it percolates, we'll take your word that it was installed right, we'll take your word that it's sized right. It's a lot more scientific, let's say.
He said over time, current septic areas will probably move into a sewer system, as is being done now with a sewer connection being made to Silver Creek.
Through either the creation of an assessment area, or just as, like in the case of Silver Creek, there's a development occurring that brought a lot of the off-site sewer right to the edge of Silver Creek, and so now it's a much easier thing to expand that further north. And the pipeline that came from Bittner Road is sufficiently to handle all of Silver Creek in the end. So there's been some poor thought given there, and it's that kind of thing. I don't think the county's going to go out wholesale and put on a collected sewer all these neighborhoods. We're going to just continue to chip away at it and try to prevent those neighborhoods from being replicated elsewhere on septic.
However, a new state law means that setting up an assessment district for sewer will not happen in the near future. The legislation signed by the governor Wednesday sets a moratorium on those districts until May 15th of 2015. Deputy County Attorney Jamie Bracken said the only exception is if a district could be set up with unanimous support of property owners by this May. but that is not likely. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broff.